Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Joe, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
It never ends, but it's been nutty. I got the documents made. I actually asked them just to make the rush them because we do a lot of business with Penny. I'm sending you them over right now. I was wondering, do you have the driver's licenses yet or no?
Yes. Yeah, I can send those
Okay.
over to you in just a moment.
All right. Are you in front of a computer?
No, I'm not. Hold on one second. Me turn it on real quick.
How's your day going?
Good.
Actually, I have some clients in your neck of the woods that are doing some CNCs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm at the computer.
All right. So, I just sent you an email. Let's see if you receive this.
All right, I have to open up my email. I got
No
another
worries.
one open right now. Nothing yet.
I'm gonna keep on the
Oh,
line
okay.
for. So
I got
our documents are massive, one page long, so very
it.
plain English. We're not a fan of company that's a fan of giving putty like a 30-page notarized contract. The first
Correct.
page is a checklist. The second page, just make sure when you're signing these documents, these are called what's called facts to fund. So when you're signing, as silly as it may sound, make sure the signature on your driver's licenses look the same as the signatures on the contract.
Okay.
You go to page two, please.
Hold on one second. I'm opening it up now.
Sure.
My computer's running slow.
Take your time.
All right. Come on. All right, go to page two.
Yep, so there's a few places you'll be signing. You're listed as the corporate signer, so where it says in the middle, there's a yellow highlight, you'll be signing where the arrow is,
Okay.
where your name is listed. Below that, your name is listed, you'll sign. To the right of that,
Okay.
Ryan's name is listed, he'll sign. Below
Okay.
that, you'll put your bank information. Bank name, your account number, you'll be signing. When it says print name and title, it's just yourself, managing member, the routing number. Account holder name, we get asked all the time, is just the name of your business.
Okay.
The next page is for us to allow to us to do the one-time processing of your advances, which equals the first month's payment and one-time documentation fee. So that's going to equal $49,29.50 plus a one-time $300 documentation fee. So that's $52,29.50 that's going to be drafted from your bank account. In the
Okay.
middle, it says agreement number. You leave that blank. We'll fill that in. Depository name is your bank. Account number, your account number. Social Security number, tax ID, you're putting your tax ID. When
Okay.
it says the date, the count on, and there's a blank before the amount, just put today's date. And on the bottom, you'll be signing that, printing your name, dating. That's about it. If you need, I'm assuming with your company, you or Ryan can sign for the company. You both don't need to sign to draft a check, correct?
Right.
All right, so where it says additional signatories, that you will leave blank. You can scan email me the documents. Basically, when you scan email or fax them, just make sure for some very weird reason, some people, when they print these out or scan them, they scan them in like a very weird size. It's not a legal size. So just make sure it looks like the way it's printed. And you'll scan email over to me or fax them to me. Scan email is preferred because it won't black things out. I'll need these with a copy of your driver's license and a copy of a voided
Okay.
check. We'll get your transaction into funding, hopefully fund you guys tomorrow, and then you can decide, during the phone call if you want a billing cycle of the 1st or the 15th. I think both should be available for you.
Okay, perfect.
Any questions I can answer for you right now?
No, I think it has all the information here where it shows monthly payment, amount of months, the term, and And is there an actual interest rate for this, or how does that work?
No, so there's a multiplier. So on an equipment finance agreement, it's a good question. A loan has completely different underwriting policies. The industry standard was called a dollar buyout lease or an equipment finance agreement. We do an equipment finance agreement because we don't force play sales tax on people. It's just a much cleaner process, and they're owning the equipment from day one. They're not renting it from us. So there's a rate factor. So it's pretty simple to figure out your rate factor, and your rate factor is going to be lower if you have a longer term. It's going to be higher if you have a shorter term. So your payment is $1,060.83. You'll divide that by the equipment cost, which is $4,920.50, I believe, or $4,925. So your rate factor is about 0.02152, which is a very, very low rate factor. It's usually reserved for businesses that have been in business usually about 5 years and have a lot of business credit. We tend to price things a little lower on any transactions above $100,000 because we don't see it as a huge risk for our money.
Right.
So your rate factor is 0.02152 for your reference.
Okay. All right. I will work on these. I'm actually not with Ryan now, so I won't be with him until the morning to get him to sign.
Not a problem.
And then I'll get these over to you as soon as possible. It may be the afternoon before I can get back to my computer to get them scanned and sent to you, but I'll do it as soon as I can.
Not a problem. Oh, and also please do include a voided business check. I'm sorry. Business check.
Okay.
Cool. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Oh, last question. Did Penny confirm the date for you, the vendor?
Yes, November 15th.
15th. Okay. Cool.
Yep.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.